While Election Day was last week, ballots are still being counted. The record number of absentee ballots means the Franklin County Board of Elections is still tallying up some votes. Here to help us understand the process is Aaron Sellers, spokesman for the BOE. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Claire. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Give us an idea. How many ballots are left to count?
So far, we've got about 17,000 plus absentee mail-in ballots that are still out. And we have about a little over 20,000 provisional ballots that are being processed as we speak.
Help us understand that process. How do you go about ensuring that those provisional ballots are legitimate?
So when the voter casts a provisional ballot, there's an envelope that goes in, that there's information that the voter provides. And on the back end, the verification process is one of the last things that we do prior to certification. And we're just making sure that whatever the issue that made them a provisional voter is resolved. Typically, somebody who requested an absentee ballot, if they went to their polling location on election day, they would have voted a provisional ballot. And we're simply verifying that we'd never received that mail-in ballot. That's a big component. If we didn't, then we'll process the provisional ballot. If we did receive the mail-in ballot, then we would not count that and not count the provisional ballot. So it's just a check and balance to make sure that only one vote is cast by one person.
I'm assuming that the absentee ballot process is a little bit easier. You just run it through a machine?
The process that we go through after ballots come in, like we're obviously still accepting absentee ballots that come in that were postmarked by November 2nd, and we can receive them up and through this Friday, and all those will be counted. And it's the same process that we did during the election cycle.
What are the chances that these late-coming ballots could change the outcome of any races? There are a few that are pretty tight, right?
Yeah, there's the Senate 16th Senate race, as well as the school levy issue in Gahanna are very close races. If nothing changed between now and election day, those would be within the 0.5%, which would guarantee an automatic recount. But yes, to your point. They could change outcomes of these two particular races. Everything else is outside the margins, but these two races, most definitely, obviously every vote that comes in where somebody has an opportunity to vote on those two issues could sway the issue one way or the other, or the candidate one way or the other.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on those. Aaron Sellers, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Claire.